This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Your host, Felice Gerwitz, is an author, a publisher, and your radio show host. She will encourage, educate, and inspire you with answers to your most pressing questions, from homeschool, marriage, parenting, and much more. Felice loves to equip moms to live a Christian life because every moment counts. Be sure to visit her website at mediaangels.com. And here's your host, Felice Gerwitz.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and this is an episode of Vintage Homeschool Moms. This is episode 131, and today we're going to be talking about homeschooling high school 101. And I have been really spoiled in this series because I've gotten to be on with one of my really good friends, and that is Meredith Curtis. So welcome, Meredith.
Thank you, Felice. I'm so excited to talk about this with you today. And just it's so fun, isn't it, to look back at all the fun that you and I have had homeschooling high schoolers over the years. And even as we're kind of coming to a close, now we have grandchildren coming up. So I don't feel like we're out of the homeschooling yet.
I know. It's great. My daughter is expecting, so every week now coming up soon, it was every other week. So I get the little ones over here. So they're from 10 down to, let's see, I think Olivia's 15 or 16 months. And I put them downstairs in the kitchen table, and we have some big activity that we do. And it's so funny because the time just flies. And in 2 minutes, I feel like she comes back because every single second is so packed. And they all have personalities, and it's really fun. So I feel like I have my own little one-room classroom with these little ones. And they are – actually, did I say five? There's six of them. See, I can't even keep up with how many little ones she has. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm okay. And we're talking about teaching high school today. But I wanted to give a shout-out for Meredith and as well as my website. First, I want to talk about Meredith's podcast, and that is Finish Well Radio. And Meredith has a team of people, but what people don't know is Meredith really is the backbone of that show, and she facilitates it, whether it's, you know, coming up with topics and getting some of the guests on and together. But she's got some amazing shows on the network. And, you know, it's really a Christ-filled podcast or radio show, if that's even possible to say, because she does this, you know, with faith as the focus, and it's really geared to teens. So if you want to bring your teens alongside and listen, share the link with them, this is something that I can wholeheartedly recommend. And then also, Meredith, just give us a little rundown of your website, because I usually do all the talking on this part of it, but I'll let you, because I know you've got some great new books and some things, and we're going to be talking about some of the curriculum in particular, but where can people go and just find all of your stuff?
Oh, thanks, Felice. Well, my personal website is MeredithCurtis.com, and my homeschooling website is Joyful and Successful Homeschooling. If you're looking to purchase the books that we talk about, for ebooks, you can purchase my ebooks at powerlineprod.com. And also some of them are on Felice's site, Media Angels. And then if you want to buy print books, you can purchase them on Amazon, and you just have to Google the name of the book. So you can go to Powerline Prod, look up the book, and then go to Amazon and search for it by title. So that's basically where to get our books. And all our books are things that we have done with our children and written up for other people to use as well. So we just are really excited about, we have lots of Bible studies for teens. We have lots of high school one credit classes, and even a how-to homeschool high school book called Unlocking the Mysteries of Homeschooling High School. And that is available at Amazon and also at powerlineprod.com.
Wonderful. And then you can also visit my site at mediaangels.com, and I'm going to be talking about some of the classes that I offer. And they also are, well, the government elections class is a half a credit class, and then the history is a full credit class, and they come with assignments and tests and things like that. And it's really an interactive, it's a video class that was created by my brother-in-law. And I asked him specifically to do this class for my kids so we could get those credits, and I knew he was a great source. And so I love that he did that, and now they're available for others to purchase as well. So today we're going to talk about homeschooling high school 101, and the first thing I'm going to talk about is the legal requirements. So every state has its own requirement for high school, and probably I would say the best place to go that has a map and each of the states is HSLDA. And I believe that's, I'm going to look that up really quick. I should have done that ahead of time, but I believe it's HSLDA.org, but I will find out. And what that does is give you a map, and I'll have a link on the podcast, which can be found at vintagehomeschoolmoms.com. Just look for episode 31, Homeschooling High School 101. So there is a map on this website, which I will link to, and it is .org. And they also take you right to your state, and there you can find information about the legalities of homeschooling in your state. But one of the things that I found really, really helpful for me was this blank chart that I used, and in each of the years, so I had freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior in high school, and it was just a grid with four columns, and in there I had each of the subjects and then what year I wanted the kids to take this class or the subject. So if it was English 101 or Comp 1 or, you know, government or health, you know, whatever the requirements were, I could make sure that I was able to write these down. So I will include two. One I will include that gives you an idea of what is required. Typically, it's between 24 to 26 credits. You can graduate with less credits than that. A lot of kids graduate in 3 years. My kids were done with high school early, but they opted to do a dual enrollment, which I'll talk about under classes in a minute, rather than graduate early and go into college. So it really depends. Another thing that is really great, and I'll have a link to that, is on College Prep Genius, she discusses, you know, the transcripts and things that are important, and we'll touch base a little bit on that, but probably send you to some sources because, again, that's different in each state. And so you can keep track of how your kids are doing. I know a lot of people panic when the high school years come along, and it's almost like, oh, no, I really need to get serious about homeschooling like it wasn't serious before. And so in high school, one of the big questions to ask, and I did a middle school recording. Meredith's voice wasn't up to recording with me. So I did that one last time, and that's available on the website too. And I discussed there really finding your kid's passion in middle school helps a lot when you're approaching the high school years, because by this time, you know what they like and don't like, and you also know, you know, that some things are just going to be hobbies. You know, like if your son or daughter likes Legos, you know that that's going to be a hobby. It's very rare, although my son did look into it, of what it would be to be a professional engineer with Lego creations. Did you know that you could do that in Curtis? And no, we did research it when he was younger, and one of the things they do is they give these people a huge bag of Legos and see what they come up with. That's one of the tests to get to be in to be, you know, the testers and the creators of different things. He thought that was fascinating. Of course, when you're 13, you think that's really great, and when you get a little bit older, maybe not so much. So,
oh my goodness, that's so funny.
Yeah. So,
well,
okay, let's talk about curriculum, Meredith, or did you want to add to that?
Well, I wanted to add to that if you are looking to go to, you know, an Ivy League school, if you're looking to go to a university and get academic scholarships, I am going to encourage you to have 4 years of math, 4 years of English, 4 years of social studies, and 4 years of science, and also some electives in academic areas, because that is what the world of academia is looking in handing out scholarships. So if you're college bound, I just want to put that plug in, and also to just let you know, colleges love homeschoolers. They actively recruit them because they make great students. So, and also, when I look at the 4 years, I think in terms not only of what classes do I want my children to read, but during those 4 years, what books do I want my children to read? And there are several important books to me. And so when I put together classes for my children, I have like a list in my mind of what books I want my kids to have read, and I include those books in various classes. So that's just a little plug for you know, living literature and for great works that have impacted our culture over the years. And if you are nervous about making a transcript, in my book, Unlocking the Mystery of Homeschooling High School, there is a chapter that takes you step by step on how to make a beautiful transcript in Excel. And so Laura and I wrote that book together. And she wrote that chapter. She's a computer person. And so at Finish Well every year, we always do that as a workshop where people can come in and they can learn how to do it step by step. So moving on from there to curriculum, I am a living book person. And so when my daughter started high school, I thought in terms of either finding Christian textbooks that were written in a readable, engaging way, not in a dry, boring way, or looking for living books where I could teach the subjects that I wanted to teach. So I actually created a lot of my children's classes. And one of the things, I'll give you an example. When I thought about economics, I thought, okay, I want my children to understand economics, the difference between socialism and capitalism. I want them to understand what is macroeconomics, what is microeconomics, what is inflation, all these different things. But I also wanted them to be able to make a will, to write it, to balance a checkbook, to be able to make a budget and live by a budget, to be able to learn about bartering and how to save money, and then to have their own business and to be able to run their own business and what's involved in all that. So instead of buying a textbook, I put together a collection of living books that explained economics in an easy-to-understand way that was in-depth, and also some Larry Burkett materials that taught children how to manage their money and make a budget and live off that. And then I actually wrote up material on how they could start their own business, and they read a book by Larry Burkett called Business by the Book. So I put that together as their economics class, and it's a very hardcore class, but everyone who has ever taken it, and I've taught it in co-ops and different things, it's been their favorite class. And so many...
I have that book.
You have that book?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they come back to me and they say, thank you, because that prepared me. So the reason I'm sharing that is when you're thinking about classes, you know, you can think outside the box, because I didn't think, okay, what does everyone else do? What are they doing in public school? I asked myself at the beginning of every class, every year, in economics, what is it that I want my children to know so that they will be educated and they will be equipped for successful living? And so I just, you know, I want to just encourage you that. And I'm going to give you another example. In American literature and research, the year that I taught American literature, I also wanted to teach them to be able to write a research paper step by step. So when I put together their class, I thought in terms of, okay, let's also, because I want them to read some original documents from back in the day, so I said, why don't I have them learn how to summarize and paraphrase by using those original documents, because then when they write a research paper, and we were all studying American history that year, they chose an American history topic for their research paper. And when they wrote their research paper, they were able to work with original documents, because at the beginning of the year, we worked through how to use those original documents, and they were all tied in together. So instead of, you know, they read all these things from the Age of Reason, the Age of Enlightenment, and, you know, I said, what do you notice about, you know, this writing compared to writing of today? And so we talked about that. Oh, it always seems like they're trying to make a case, you know, and, you know, they're trying to prove their point. Well, yes, because it was the Age of Reason. And so because they worked with these, with original works, they worked with writing that was written in that day, not just reading it, the literature, but the actual writing, like writing by John Locke and writing by Cotton Mather and things like that, they really understood what the Age of Reason was.
Well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will share more with you. We'll be right back.
Powerline Productions wants to help you grow in your relationship with Jesus. Because of this, we offer a wide variety of books and e-books about homeschooling, homeschool classes, and Bible study workshops like Real Men Build. Pastor Mike and Meredith Curtis, along with their daughter Katie Beth Curtis, have written this comprehensive Bible study to help men of all ages grow in leadership in the home, in the church, and in the world. Learn more at powerlineprod.com. That's powerlineprod.com. Powerline Productions, being world changers, raising world changers.
My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I want to introduce you to my publishing company, Media Angels. I have a heart for homeschool families, and since 1994, I have poured my efforts into creating curriculum to support teaching science, especially from a creationist worldview to the homeschool community. My curriculum was selected by Kathy Duffy in her 101 Top Homeschool Picks. Another Labor of Love is a three-book novel series specifically for homeschoolers with a creation focus, the Truth Seekers Mystery Series that I co-authored with my daughter Christina. Media Angels represents uncompromising quality, not only with books, but with an online homeschool convention and this ultimate homeschool radio network with amazing show hosts. Along with books, Media Angels has produced an American history and an American government video series, as well as a family Bible study, Homeschooling with Proverbs. It has been my pleasure to mentor countless homeschool families and missionaries worldwide. I also enjoy mentoring aspiring authors with one-on-one coaching and the Information in a Nutshell series. If we haven't met, please reach out. I'd love to help you on your homeschooling journey, or if you have a book, help you getting that into print. I can be found on social media and look forward to meeting you. You can reach me at mediaangels.com. Thanks so much, and hope to meet you soon. Hi, and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and with me on the line is Meredith Curtis, and today we are talking about Homeschooling High School 101, and you can please check out our sponsors, and that is you can visit Meredith at MeredithCurtis.com, as well as her website that has her books and products at PowerlineProd.com, and that's PowerlineProd.com. A lot of her books are available on Amazon, but at Powerline you'll be able to see what titles she has, and she has everything available on ebook, or you can order them in print version on Amazon. And also my website, which is mediaangels.com, lots of books and classes over there, and some geared especially for high schoolers. Well, today we have been talking about homeschooling high school, and we're going to continue on.
My goal in thinking about teaching classes to my children, it's I want them to be educated, and I want them to be equipped to be successful. And I think that is an important thing to think, like you have this incredible opportunity and responsibility and mission from God to really be able to educate your children and equip them for success. And I think that is so fun and exciting. And so I wanted to focus on that a second as far as classes go and choosing curriculum. Feel free to think outside the box. And both Felice and I have created classes for our children and then shared them with other people because we stopped and we thought, you know, hey, let's think outside the box.
Right. And also because, you know, we fell into it quite by accident. You with teaching co-ops and me with speaking to groups and being asked to host science workshops. And so when I did that, that's where the study guides came from for the creation study guides. And let me just talk a little bit about those. People ask me, can I use your creation study guides for high school? So there's an anatomy, an astronomy, a creation science, and a creation geology. And so I'm very honest about it, and I say typically you can use it if you're studying, just doing a general overview or maybe even as an elective. However, I would not use it as a solid high school for going to college. If your child is not college bound, absolutely. And there's the only class that's actually missing from that group is creation geology, and that class I keep saying I will write, and hopefully it will be this summer, and it will be available in late 2016. Right now I have a lot of other projects on my plate, and so unfortunately that class keeps getting pushed off. But I do have those are audio classes with handouts and a tremendous amount of additional work that goes with those. If you want your kids to have it, and you could very easily call it a creation apologetics class, that would be a very good one because it really does get to the core of the discussion between creation and evolution, and it's very hands-on. That is the other thing with science classes. I know a lot of people like to just read science, and I'll put my plug in that doing things like a science fair will really bring in so many different aspects of science. My children in the past have placed not only in homeschool fairs but also in the regional fair, and Christina actually placed on the state level. And then there are other types of things that you can do along those lines. This year our state convention is going to be bringing in discussion about that, and next year our state convention will actually host a Florida State science fair, so I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited. Yeah, to have the FPEA Connects podcast on this network. So they're doing that. They also have a track for writers, and they're bringing in something else in the second. I can't remember, so you'll have to listen to FPEA Connects podcast on this network to find out. And then another quick plug for our homeschooling high school podcast that is available on the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network, and that is focused solely on high schooling and homeschooling high school. So excited to have those girls on, and that's brought to us by the Seven Sisters, and you'll have to go hear that story, listen to their first podcast, and you'll really get a flavor for who they are, and that they're just amazing, amazing ladies. Very good advice. We're not going to go into specifics on curriculum. I think Meredith and I both agree that you need a very good math curriculum. And yes. I used a video class the latter part of my high school homeschooling journey that I really liked. It was a bit pricey, but I loved it. And if you want to message me off air, and I'd be happy, you can find me on social media or email me at felice@mediaangels.com, and I can give you that referral. The other is if you have a child who's struggling working with something that's maybe more hands-on in the math department and not thinking, well, we're in high school, we can't use manipulatives. It wasn't until I was homeschooling high school that I realized that algebra can actually be a three-dimensional graph, and it was the X and Y axis. So, you know, I hate to even admit that. I just thought, you know, I was good at algebra and I could do it, and it made sense to me. And so
can I just touch on math a second? One of the things that I have run into in helping kids get ready for SATs, in helping them get ready for college, and in offering chemistry and physics to students, I don't know if you realize, but math and science merge together in high school. Mm-hmm. And so you can take biology without a strong math foundation. But if you don't have a strong math foundation, you will really struggle with chemistry and physics. And we have found in our co-op that we've had to say, okay, this is the level of math you have to have finished before you can take chemistry, and this is the level of math you have to have finished before you've take physics. But I think what a lot of people do is they, you know, the kids don't like math, and so they don't do it, and the parent doesn't check up on them, and all of a sudden it's halfway through the year, and they're, you know, maybe 40 lessons behind where they should be. And then they're trying to struggle and keep up and trying to do two lessons a day, which is really too much. And so I'm going to really encourage you, if you are a parent and you're listening to this, math is foundational for all of the sciences. If they want to go into engineering, if they want to go into any kind of medicine, if they want to go into anything that deals with science, they have to have their math down. And but it doesn't even matter. Math is half of the SATs. And you know, whether you like it or not, if you want your child to go to college, they have to be proficient in math. So I would really encourage you to start the day. We start our day with quiet time and then math. And I try all through college to regularly check their math and to make sure that they keep up. I have kids all throughout the spectrum of math. My son Jimmy finished calculus in 11th grade. Shine hated math, and it was always a struggle. And the other kids were always somewhere in between. But all of them were able to become very proficient in higher-level math. But it took me making sure that they completed their math and they stayed on course, because you can't get behind in math and then shove in a whole year's of math in 3 months. The kids are not really learning. So I just want to say that, because a lot of times math, we don't talk about math. You know, it's kind of one of those hidden things, but it actually is a very important part of high school education. And it would be worth it to hire a math tutor. It would be worth it to buy a more expensive curriculum, whatever needs to happen so that your children can get it. Because some kids do, you know, they can do math independently. And I had one daughter who, she really needed a math teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it, like I said, it really depends. And I was great with Algebra 1, even geometry. But if it got much more into that, then I needed this other curriculum that we used, and that worked really, really well, and it really was worth the money. Okay, so let's go on. We talked about curriculum. We're just going to touch on classes, and I'm just going to go ahead, Meredith, and then you can add. Classes, typically what happens is in the homeschool is, you know, homeschool co-ops, where either you or someone you know is going to be teaching a co-op. There are co-op schools now that are actually enforced 2 to 3 times a week, where the students will go and then they're home 2 days a week doing other things that they don't do with the co-op. There are more relaxed co-ops that both of us have been, a part of. And so those are the types of things you can do. Again, I have an online government and elections class, and then a separate American history class, that are both excellent. You can view those on your own time. The government class has, I believe, over 30 videos, and then the high school level one has 62 videos. And the way we set that up is we watched those videos one day a week. So we started them, they went from like 11 to 12, and then we took an hour break, and then we did 1 to 2. And that left us the rest of the week to, as Meredith talked about, the living books, and basically what living books are, and I have another whole podcast on that. And that is using real books, so you're not just reading a sentence or two about George Washington, but you might actually read his biography. And Professor Wilson had some books that he highly recommended. I believe one of those classes, and I can't remember which one, but he had a list of like 30 pages of his favorite history textbooks, because he really is a bookworm. And even in his high school classes, and I always say to him, I don't know how he got away with this, he did not use a textbook. They had a textbook, but he did not use it in his classes because he did not believe that history could be learned out of a textbook. So, you know, that's why I knew he was a great resource to teach this class. And then, Meredith, you have some classes. And as you're talking, and I always throw these things out there unprepared to whoever I'm talking to online, I'm my guest, but Meredith knows me really well. I really would love to get your economics class online, like Woody's classes, the history classes. So we will have to talk about how we can do that.
Yes, I do want to do that, too. That would be awesome.
We need to get our kids graduated, probably. I have one graduating this year, and you have one graduating as well. So,
yes.
But, yeah, well, tell us about your classes.
When I think about classes, I always think about, like, okay, what are the different things, like, for instance, in English? I like to have a class, like I already talked about the American Literature and Research class, where I taught the kids how to use sources, and we read great American literature, and then we wrote a research paper, and that's my American Literature and Research class. And then before, I'd always, with all my kids, my older two, I'd said, okay, one year, we'll take a year, and we'll learn to write fiction, and we'll write our own novel. And that's, we read literature, and but we didn't just read the literature, but we kind of learned about, like, how does the author, create a good storyline or plot? How does the author develop her characters? And so we were studying the literature that we were reading, but it also had a purpose. And one year I thought, you know what? I think that we all in my family, Jenny Rosen, murder mystery. So I thought, let's do a murder mystery class. So I wrote a curriculum called Murder Mystery, literature and writing. And we read classic murder mysteries, which were amazing literature. They're older, almost 100 years old, and they were well written. And we learned about all those things, how to develop plot, how to develop characters. The fun thing about a murder mystery is you have clues and you have red herrings, and you want to lead your reader to different people who are suspects and then have a surprise twist ending. And so we had so much fun with that, and I'm actually teaching that class right now, and I'm grading all the novels, as they're turning them in little by little. It was so fun correcting these papers, and, that in our economics class, we really just had such a fun time learning. And it really has been a blessing. Another class we did was British literature, where we studied such great writings, like Dickens and G.K. Chesterton and C.S. Lewis, and even going all the way back to Beowulf. So, so that's a great class with a lot of writing assignments and learning to write an essay. And then we did an essay and speech class where we wrote essays. We just focused on essays and speeches all year, and reading good essays and writing good essays. Another class that we did was called Foundations of Western Literature, where we read the Iliad, the Odyssey, the Aeneid. We read St. Augustine and just all the classics of the past. And then we learned to analyze literature and do some literary analysis. Another class that I created for my daughter was called Songwriting 101, and it went into how to write songs, and we studied other songwriters, and we studied, the parts of a song and how to create a song different ways and how to chord a song and different things like that. And I created for my daughter, Jenny Rose, because she is a songwriter and a singer. And then Laura, my friend Laura, created a web design class for how to make your own website using the HTML code. And that was really, that has been a real blessing, a really cool class. And then I think the most valuable classes to my children have been the Bible and character classes, like New Testament survey, Old Testament survey, and then different character classes to prepare them to be wives and mothers and husbands and fathers. And so they've learned about motherhood and the Christian family. They've learned about how to grow in Christ and keep growing. They've learned about, you know, the girls have learned about homemaking. The guys have learned about leadership. So those classes have really made a huge impact on my children's lives. And, you know, it's really funny because they'll say things to me that they remember from the classes. And one of my daughters said, you know, I wondered at the time, why was I reading books on marriage? You know, I'm 16 years old, but I remember all that stuff. And, you know, it's making a difference now. So those are just classes that I've done with my children. And if you're interested in them, they are available at Amazon or powerlineprod.com. So I hope that
makes me want to take every one of them. You're talking, I'm like excited. Where can I sign up? And so the listeners are thinking, why can't Meredith be nearby so she could teach all these classes? So we're going to work on that, everybody. So, I've got another project lined up for us, Meredith. Yay. One of the things I'm going to throw out, which it's not really a class, but it is something I highly recommend. That is the Finish Well Conference. That is specifically for middle school and high school. Meredith and her family are coordinating this. They coordinate it every year in Florida, and I'm going to give you that .com. It's FinishWellCon, FinishWellCon, short for conference, .com. And I will have links for that in the podcast. We are running out of time, so I want to cover these last two areas, and then I'll let Meredith jump in. The next thing I want to talk about is College Prep Genius. I highly recommend that course, whether you're taking the SAT or the ACT. My kids have done phenomenally well being late in the game of actually studying for them, not Michael, but Anne. And she did really well, and a lot of it was because of the class. And we also have Jean Burke is a podcaster on this network, so yay, another great high school class. Yay. And then shadowing a professional or working for someone. I have always wanted someone locally, especially to help me in my publishing company. And so I have to get to the college and go about it that way. But the problem is I don't have an office. This office is in my home. So that's one of the reasons I haven't done it through a college. But a lot of times I've worked with other homeschoolers who have wanted to know about the publishing business and maybe did one or two things for me. And then there's a whole level of entrepreneurship, which we've got Carol Topp's course, and that is Fast Track, Microbusiness for Teens. And I'll also have that on there as well. And that is a great course for entrepreneurs, anyone wanting to start a business. And it is all video, and it is really a great price. So I think it's something like it's like $50 for the entire course. But it tells you how to start your own business and all of the Carol's a CPA, and she also has a Dollars and Cents show on this podcast network. And so, sorry, I feel like I'm talking so quickly, but I want to carry that. I wanted to get that out there. And then also, Meredith, go ahead and add your last thoughts here as we are getting to the close of the show.
My final thoughts are that this is a great time. Don't feel like you're not equipped. You can do this. God gave you your children. You can homeschool them in high school. And use this time to impart things that your children will need for life, impart life to them, impart wisdom to them, impart truth to them, introduce them to great writers, introduce them to men of God, women of God who changed the world, and instill in them a passion to grow up to be a world changer, and instill in them a passion to flee from the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, love, and peace and joy along with those who call upon the Lord out of a pure heart. Work hard to find godly friends for your children that they can run the race with and they can love God with. And I would just end by saying, you know, life goes quickly. These years go quickly. So make the most of them and build a close relationship with your teens during this time. And this is your final time to really pour into them before they're out on their own as adults. So make the most of it, and bless you. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Meredith, for coming on and sharing with us today. And I will be talking to you soon. We are going to do another podcast coming up. And just God bless. And thanks again for coming on. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Vintage Homeschool Mom Show. Visit Felice at MediaAngels.com and TheVintageHomeschoolMoms.com. Vintage Homeschool Moms is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.